Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, Robert Bryce, he's an energy policy guy. He's been here to Montana a few times. I first got to hear him speak and interview him at the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association annual meeting in Great Falls. But, man, he's got a fascinating write-up that he just posted on his Substack account. And he's basically, and he's got a whole bunch of numbers backing this up, but he's basically talking about how absurd it is that we are covering large portions of American farmland with solar farms. Instead of food farms, we're covering them with solar farms. And then we're buying all the solar panel crap from China. And how is China building all of the solar farms? They're using coal. So basically, you got all these environmentalists that are saying, well, we need to move away from coal. We need to build solar. And then they buy all the solar from China. And how is China building the solar? They're building the solar with the coal. Oh, man, what an insane world these environmental wackos live in. Let's start the 7 o'clock hour, though, by having a little bit of fun. Rosie O'Donnell. You guys remember Rosie O'Donnell? She couldn't take it. Donald Trump moved back into the White House. She actually moved out. She moved to Ireland. Greg Gutfeld, on his program last night on Fox, he says Rosie O'Donnell is his hero of the week.
Wherever Rosie O'Donnell's gone, she's probably eating a leprechaun. She's our hero of the day for leaving America if Trump won and relocating to Ireland, where she's still not funny. So many celebs say they're going to do it, but never do. But she does. But does she have any regrets?
I have no regrets. Not a day has gone by that I thought it was the wrong decision. I was welcomed with open arms. I knew after reading Project 2025 that if Trump got in, it was time for me and my non-binary child to leave the country. I made the decision within my family and my therapist, and should he win? And then when he did, we made the plan into action, and we were gone before he was inaugurated.
Wow, she's nuts. Hey. Apparently America couldn't be happier, but like I said, she's our hero of the day for doing what so many other celebs don't have the guts to do. Wow, first Ellen. Now Rosie, makes you wonder what lesbian will leave next.
Oh, man. The picture on the screen when he asked that question was, you know, the little angry guy on MSNBC, you know, who's always looking down his glasses at you like he's so much smarter than everybody else. That was the photo as they asked that question. But, yeah, wasn't that hilarious here? That was Rosie O'Donnell. I think she was on CNN. Talking about why she left the United States of America. Me and my non-binary child had to leave. I talked to my therapist. Oh, my God. These people are absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. Look at how proud she was. Me and my non-binary child. It's like she, again, she's playing the victimhood Olympics. You know, she's bragging about the fact that, ooh, look at me. Look at me. I've got a woke kid. I'm making he, him, whoever, she, whatever, non-binary.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll stay with cloudy conditions and some scattered rain showers around the area as we head through the day today. High temperatures from the upper 40s to around 50. Still seeing some shower chances early into tonight, especially. Then we'll see lows in the mid and upper 30s. On Friday, mix of clouds and some with a slight chance for an afternoon shower. Highs from the mid-50s to around 60. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Elon Musk has become such a lightning rod, especially for the media, which delight in beating up on the world's richest man, the man heading the Doge effort, the chief budget cutter who certainly made his share of mistakes, and, you know, holding up that chainsaw looks very different now that much of this is tied up in court. But Musk now says he'll only be in Washington 1 or 2 days a week. His special government employee status is ending anyway. Well, the reason is that Tesla has nosedived in terms of its stock. 71% drop in profits. So Musk acknowledging that he's got to get back to the company that is the source of much of his wealth, that is the world's most profitable car company. And yet, a lot of people won't be sorry to see him away from the White House. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You guys remember the movie Jerry Maguire from back in the 90s? Remember when he's a sports agent and he's had it with his big firm. He's leaving the big firm. And then he flips out in front of everybody, right? The whole office is looking at him. And I had to find the goldfish scene. You remember when eventually he goes over to the fish tank, the little aquarium, and he says, "All right, I'm taking goldfish here. Goldfish is coming with me. Who else? Who else is coming with me?" That's what Rosie O'Donnell sounded like to me. "I took me and my non-binary child, and we left for Ireland. Who's with me? Who's with me? Who's the other angry old white ladies that are with me?" Well, a lot of them stayed behind. That's why they were at their Indivisible Bozeman rally the other day. A handful of them protesting outside somebody's office. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. You might as well be in Ireland with Rosie O'Donnell. But, yeah, it totally reminded me of this scene from Jerry Maguire.
"Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is flip out."
All right, and then, of course, he flips out a little bit, takes the goldfish with him. But, yeah, speaking of Rosie O'Donnell, so this was such a great segment with Greg Gutfeld last night. I was dying laughing earlier this morning when I watched it. And then I was dying laughing once again when I heard Rosie O'Donnell talk about taking her non-binary child and leaving the country because Donald Trump was moving back into the White House. But... hey, that was, I got to say, though, that is our woke update of the week. Rosie O'Donnell and her non-binary child leaving the country. That's the woke update of the week. But let's do a throwback Thursday for you here today as well. Throwback Thursday. Do you guys remember this clip from the 2016 presidential debates? Megyn Kelly threw out the question. Donald Trump didn't even flinch, as Tyrus pointed out last night on Gutfeld's show. Didn't even flinch. He fired right back.
"You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only is Rosie several- O'Donnell. Isn't it amazing? Now when you think about it, when you think about everything that's happened, like Megyn Kelly's doing great at her podcast. She's pro-Trump. Trump's president the second time. Rosie's in Ireland." Isn't it hilarious?
Oh, man, that is pretty funny. Rosie's out of the country. Trump's back in the White House. Megyn Kelly's doing great with her podcast. All right, we got the phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. And then a great guest joining us here in just a few minutes talking about Trende Aragua in the latest news on that front. Let's go to Mike in Big Timber. Mike, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. Can you hear me okay?
I got you. Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, you were fading out there just a few seconds ago. The reason I called is can you believe what's going on in the Supreme Court? Mark Levin went over it last night, and it's amazing what they're doing in that court. Judicial reform, I know we need it here in this state, but as far as I'm concerned, we need it throughout the entire judiciary.
Yeah.
And when you have people like Dave Anthony on the news report at the top of the hour saying that they're, you know, trying to get this Maryland man back and the other alleged gang members. I mean, this is the kind of thing that the Democrats jump on when the news says they're alleged.
Yeah.
And they'll go to court on that, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, speaking of Maryland, they keep calling him a Maryland man. He's an illegal alien, a criminal gang member, MS-13, terrorist organization, suspected of human trafficking, beat up his wife. Did you see now, there? Speaking of Maryland, a Maryland mom, an actual Maryland mom, not like somebody from another country that they're calling a Maryland mom. There's reports out now, Fox News Radio has a story that a Maryland mother was found dead after being allegedly killed by an illegal alien. Where's Chris Van Hollen? Is Chris Van Hollen saying squat about this yet, or is he still, you know, sipping on beverages with Kilmore down in El Salvador?
Probably sipping on the beverages. But the thing is when they go all the way up to the Supreme Court, Levin pointed out last night that this latest decision, this 5-4 decision, and the decision written by Gorsuch, about 60 days, you ought to read this thing. It's amazing that they took on this case. It's ridiculous. 60 days, and they're worrying about, does that include Saturday or Sunday? You know what I mean? Is it a work day, 60 work days, as far as self-deportation? But to even have to, you know, rule on something that says 60 days, as far as I'm concerned, 60 days is 60 days. You know what I mean?
You're spot on.
What's going on?
We need to. Our federal courts are a mess. Our state Supreme Court is a mess. Here's the Mike. Great to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Here's the report, by the way, from Griff Jenkins with Fox News Radio that I was telling you about.
Here we go again. Another mother in Maryland allegedly slain at the hands of another illegal alien. This time, it's 23-year-old Lesbia Ramirez Guerra. Authorities say her body was discovered in a heavily wooded area. ICE arresting Guerra's boyfriend, Kisi Barrera Rosa, an illegal alien from Guatemala, now charged with her murder, along with his uncle, Rolvin Barrera, charged with accessory after the fact, also an illegal alien. Meanwhile, Guerra's two children are staying with a family member as her alleged killer is being held by ICE.
Yeah, this alleged killing comes just days after Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen's trip to El Salvador advocating for the rights of an alleged MS-13 gang member who came into this country illegally. My goodness. Do you think that the liberal media mob is going to say much of anything about this mother who was just allegedly murdered by another illegal alien? All right, we've got a former FBI Hispanic gang expert, lives in Bozeman. He's up next.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Insurance is a fascinating business. Things that happen to you or me randomly occur with virtual certainty in the insurance business. A car wreck, a house fire, a disabling injury. We may go through our entire lives without any of these things happening, but an insurance pool with tens of millions of customers, the percentage that suffer these events is knowable with great precision. Buying an insurance policy involves a trade-off between a small, certain payment, the premium, and a large, unpredictable loss. We choose the payment to buy ourselves the certainty, even if most of the time it may be wasted money. Insurance premiums reflect those percentages or risks. If they're set too low, the insurer loses money. Too high, and they risk competition that would steal their business. It works the other way as well. If premiums are lower than risks, then more people will sign up and the insurers lose. But if low risks are priced too high, those who are safe risks will opt out, and fewer policies will be written. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. There's a new blood test that detects the pathology of Alzheimer's disease. Research scientist Sonia Laula has been working with the team at ARUP Laboratories to offer a test that detects Alzheimer's disease pathology that excludes invasive features.
A lot of people don't want to go to the doctor and have to give a spinal tap to have a sample that is sent to the laboratory.
With the newly launched p-tau 217 blood test,
they can just go and get a simple blood draw and have that sent in.
It makes seeing the signs potentially much simpler. The test is designed for those ages 60 and older. Jeremy Cunningham with the Utah chapter of the Alzheimer's Association notes the test gives them the chance to better support that population, no matter what their struggle may be.
To determine, is it Alzheimer's or could it be another disease that's causing memory loss, is phenomenal.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
As President Wadad Cruzado prepares to depart Montana State University at the end of June, I was able to sit down with her recently. This was the first question I asked her during our meeting.
What are you feeling right now as we sit down?
Well, it's, what can I say? It's been the honor of my life to serve Montana State. And the best part of it is that every day still feels fresh, right? Like it's the first day in office and there are all these wonderful opportunities, these wonderful people that we need to serve. And so it's a mix. It's a mix of fulfillment, satisfaction, but also at the same time, the same restlessness that the job is not done and we have so much to accomplish.
While on the job, Cruzado increased enrollment at Montana State University from 13,559 in 2010 to 17,144 in 2024. Now, friends, this is just a snippet of an hour-long conversation I had with Dr. Wadad Cruzado. I would encourage you to watch or listen to this entire conversation. You will walk away learning something new, I guarantee it. You can find it by visiting westernagnetwork.com, my Facebook page, Lane Nordland Ag Broadcaster, or the Linecast Ag Podcasts on Apple Podcasts. I'm Lane Nordland.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
So Tuesday on the show, we had John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house, and he's a retired federal law enforcement officer. And we were talking about, you know, all sorts of topics under the sun. And he announced big news that was, I think, breaking on X at the time, that that the Trump administration was announcing the first RICO racketeering charges against members and associates of the violent Venezuelan illegal alien prison gang known as Tren de Aragua, TDA. And so when John mentioned that on the show, I said, yeah, that's huge. I said, and then I actually mentioned, I said, hey, we've got a former FBI Hispanic gang expert who now lives in Bozeman, Montana. And when we talked with him several months ago about Tren de Aragua and these TDA arrests here in Montana, this is exactly what he was saying needs to happen. He said, what you need is a RICO case to really go after these guys. Dan Bruner now with us. He's got the Bruner Sierra Group. Dan, thanks for joining us once again. I've got to assume that you were pleased to hear that this very thing is now happening.
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, no, it's really great to see that the administration is moving forward with the RICO cases, and putting these together obviously is not that difficult. It's a lot of hard work, but if the evidence is there, with an organization like TDA or MS-13, it is something that is easily done, with a lot of hard work. So it's not easy work, but it can be done. I worked in countless number of RICO cases over my years with the FBI and as a member of Joint Task Force Vulcan. And from what I've read, it is a Vulcan work. It's a Joint Task Force Vulcan operation working with FBI Houston and the DEA in Texas. So it's a great operation and it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, apparently the first RICO racketeering charges against members and associates of TDA were filed this week in New York. According to a statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, the charges filed against 27 alleged current and former TDA members include human smuggling, sex trafficking, and murder. This may be just the start. So for our listeners that aren't familiar with what a RICO case actually is and what that means, what is a RICO case? Break it down simply for us.
Sure. No, absolutely. So RICO goes back to the 70s, where organized crime, the mob, the Italian mafia, where they were really doing a lot of damage up in the New York City, New Jersey area. The racketeering was created. So when the investigators, FBI, Joe Tessler Falcon, has to show that an individual is committing a crime on behalf or in support of the organization, the group that they're working for. So if somebody just conducts a robbery, that's not a racketeering act. They'll have to show that the proceeds of the drug sales, the gun sales, are all going towards the support of the organization. Or if they're conducting a homicide, or they're conducting sales of drugs, or they're conducting sales of guns, and they're doing it to elevate their status within the gang or the organization or the terrorist group, then they can show that that act is a RICO act, a racketeering act. So they have to show, they have to find two what's called predicate acts. So in other words, they're conducting two activities to forward themselves or the organization, and then they can charge that individual with RICO level charges. The RICO level charges are much bigger than anything normal, anything regular. If you conduct murder in the aid of racketeering, that's mandatory life if convicted in jail. So these are a lot heavier charges than your normal charges.
Yeah, all right. That's a great explanation. So it shows how how you can really start to hold these operatives accountable versus, like, you get them on one charge, they might be let go in just a few years, if even at that, whereas now you roll them into what the big picture of what's really going on, and now you can rack and stack some of this stuff and really keep these criminals behind bars. Well, what have you been hearing in terms of what's going on the ground here in Montana? I just posted another news update on our Montana Talks website about ICE announcement. A man from Mexico was busted in Bozeman on a number of different charges. He's an illegal alien. He's now being deported ASAP, according to ICE. Whitefish, News Nation, was tagging along with the Border Patrol in Whitefish, Montana, as they rolled up several illegal aliens there.
Listen, I've been seeing all the work and a lot of things you're posting on X and / Twitter. And, the Immigration Services, ICE, and all our law enforcement agencies here in Montana are doing the best they can. They're doing the best work they can to identify these individuals who are illegal here in our state. I think that Montana is going to get a lot more attention because I think the northern border is going to become the next issue. It's going to become the next front line. The southern border has been addressed. They've locked it down. The Trump administration has locked it down. I think Montana's northern border is going to become a lot more prevalent, which is exactly what we need. We need more attention brought up because there hasn't been enough attention. As I've discussed with you many times, getting these RICO cases is a big, big win. Getting these ICE arrests is a good win, but it doesn't resolve the problem.
That's
we don't
right.
see the
hold
network.
That thought. For sticking around with us for a couple more minutes, and then we've got another guest joining us coming up in a few minutes on this very topic. Our friends at Fox News Radio linking us up with Reed Rasner, GOP commentator out of the great state of Wyoming, is going to be joining us in just a few minutes as well here. Dan, what you just said about the importance and the significance of shifting attention and prioritizing our northern border, is interesting. Ali Bradley with News Nation, our friends at KJJR Radio, shared this, and this is on our Montana Talks. Her report from Whitefish, Montana, is on our Montana Talks website right now. But she was tagging along, as I mentioned, with the Border Patrol as they arrested, I think, 6 or 7 illegal aliens that they came across up there in the Spokane sector. But what the Border Patrol chief had to say from the Spokane sector in Whitefish that I thought was really interesting. He said this: the priority is still to secure the border. But now that they aren't, that they are not being surged down to the southern border to help transport, process, or assist with virtual processing, the chief says they can actually do their job and make these arrests within their own community. How telling is that? So basically, we had our border patrol under the Biden regime was forced to process people into this country that were breaking into this country illegally. And he very clearly makes the point that they were diverted from doing their job of actually securing our northern border because they had to go down and help process people into this country. It's so crazy.
No, it's absolutely crazy. We're clearly, recovering from the damage that was done over the last 4 years. We are slowly, piece by piece, getting everything back together. The southern border has been addressed. I think that there's a lockdown there. But just like I've said before, just like a river that is, you put a rock in front of it, it's going to find another way to flow. And, these criminal organizations are going to find another way. And the next way is the northern border, which a lot of organizations have always been using. So I think, Governor Trudeau's statements, a couple months ago where he's saying, well, only 1% of fentanyl is coming across. No, that's only that he believes. I mean, it's clearly been a much higher number. And that's the numbers that we have to address. And I think it's a much, bigger problem than the southern border. And I think Montana is now on the front lines, and we need to get federal assistance up here. We need to get federal agents up here that speak Spanish. We need to get, investigators that know how to work a RICO, that know how to investigate, then how to work sources. We need to get them up here. And hopefully Senator Day and Senator Sheehy and the rest of our, congressional delegation, they really put pressure on our federal agencies, whether it be HSI, Task Force Balkan, FBI, to get agents here. Because I know for a fact that there isn't a factor, but they are not here who know how to work this.
Interesting.
And that's not their fault. They're just never going to need.
Yeah, and I know that, that recently the FBI, Kash Patel, they announced a surge of FBI personnel out into Indian country and their reservations in particular. So, yeah, we'll have to check in and get an update on those efforts. Dan Bruner, appreciate your time as always. Thanks so much for being with us. Quick break. More on this topic right after this.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We got Trende Aragua in Montana, and I've also seen the news reports out of Wyoming. They've had a Trende Aragua, a criminal, illegal alien, gang members from the violent Venezuelan prison gang, TDA, in Wyoming as well. Hey, our friends at Fox News Radio, of course, we are your Fox News affiliate here on 970 KBUL Billings, 1450 KMMS Bozeman, 1370 KXTL Butte, and 1340 KPRK. We are your Fox News affiliate. And so thanks to our friends at Fox News Radio. We're going to talk more about this story, about these RICO racketeering charges against Trende Aragua. They've linked us up here with Reed Raisner, a GOP commentator and former Republican Senate primary candidate down in Wyoming. And we've got some great listeners in Wyoming right now. Reed, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. And what a time to be alive as President Trump is trying to do the right thing and exactly what he was sent there to do. The Democrats are fighting us tooth and nail trying to keep the domestic terrorists in this country. What a shame. Boy, what a sad day it is.
Yeah, I saw a back and forth on CNBC, and I'm spacing the guy's name on CNBC. Good guy. His daughter actually worked for one of our Republican senators in the communications department. But he went after one of his co-hosts on CNBC because this co-host on CNBC was doing the typical liberal media thing. Well, we're so worried about this Maryland man, and even though he's not a Maryland man, he's an El Salvador gang member. And he said, wait a minute, you claim to be concerned about the rule of law with this one guy. What about the violation of the rule of law with 11 million, which is likely more than 15 million? Yeah, they didn't care about the rule of law when it came to 15 million criminals breaking into this country, but they claim to be so concerned about the rule of law with this one guy.
That's right. They're given more rights than the average American citizen, these illegal aliens. And let's not forget exactly who they are. They're illegal aliens. A lot of them are very, very bad MS-13 and Trende Aragua gang members. here, sex trafficking, pushing fentanyl through our states. I know right here in Wyoming, that's a problem. The fentanyl is a big problem, and I'll bet it is in Montana. You have murderers, rapists. You have some of the worst criminals in the world, these gang members coming over. We're rounding them up. Homan is doing a tremendous job for President Trump, and we're getting him out of here. And for some reason, the Democrats are trying to protect these people and keep them in America and in your communities, and they want them as your neighbors. It's very disturbing what they're doing. President Trump is doing the right thing for America and Americans, and the Democrats, again, are just completely letting us down. What a slap in the face to every American.
And the media, too. So many in the media. I mean, you probably saw this in Wyoming. We saw it here in Montana where Indian country in particular being targeted with meth and fentanyl, being targeted by the Mexican drug cartels. We've had Tren de Aragua arrests now confirmed in Montana. We've been told TDA has been targeting the reservations now, even all the way up in northeastern Montana. And yet, as recently as 2 years ago, not just the Democrats, but even some of the media sources were mocking those of us who were speaking up on behalf of Indian country, speaking up on behalf of Montanans, and speaking out against the drug cartels. And the Democrats and the liberal media mob was mocking at it and scoffing at it and downplaying it.
That's right. That's their playbook. Listen, you're over the target. As soon as they get loud and start screaming, they're running the fentanyl, the sex trafficking, the human trafficking through the reservations. The reservations want help. They need help. And we're willing to give them help to clear these thugs out and deport them and get them out of our country. They're illegally here. They have no right to be here. They're already illegally in this country. And it's a huge problem in Wyoming. It's a big problem in Montana, it sounds like. But this is all over the country this is happening. So when it hits home, it's a little bit different. And this is why elections have consequences, and we have to elect tough, strong leaders to finally do the right thing and get rid of these thugs, send them to the El Salvadorian prison, and let them rot. They don't deserve to be here.
And by the way, you know, you talked about what a time it is to be alive with President Trump. I mean, America, on the eve of our 250th birthday, we've got a second chance right now with President Donald Trump. I saw a headline at Cowboy State Daily today about how Republicans down in Wyoming are going after the Liz Cheney Republicans. How great is it to have finally kicked Liz Cheney to the curb? Because, I mean, she was supporting all the grift that allowed all of this to happen to our country.
Well, that's right. Liz Cheney is gone. She's a relic of Wyoming's past. Zero respect down here for her. We have a lot of house cleaning to do. Even some of our current electeds are going to be called out in these primaries. So it's time we get tough, we stand with President Trump, and we truly make our voices heard as Americans and elect leaders who are going to fight with and for President Trump and fight for all of you. We can't be giving up our lands. We can't be giving up our rights. And there's no way we should be protecting illegal aliens in our country. And it's very, very concerning, some of the stuff that that you hear from some of our current elected officials and coming out of their mouths. So there's some crazy things happening in Wyoming, Montana, across the country.
That's right. Reed Reisner, great to catch up with you. Thanks for joining us on Montana Talks. And I know we got friends in Lovell and Powell and Cody that are listening in right now as well. So thanks for being with us.
Amazing communities. Thank you.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Phone lines are open for you if you want to jump in on the conversation here as well. 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. In fact, let me go check maybe during the next break. Here we go. Lightbrows and Harden just sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Sounds like RICO statutes should be used to go after the Get Trump organizations. Totally agree. RICO statutes. So for these criminal elements that are targeting Tesla dealerships, that are trying, that are, that's a great point there by by Lightbrows in Hardin, a great Special Forces veteran listening to the show. So, Lightbrows, thanks for that message. Speaking of Tren de Aragua, this is a crazy story. I was flipping through some of the Fox News Radio headlines here this morning. A Democrat judge allegedly housed a TDA member. Apparently, this judge thought he was running a halfway house, not a courthouse. New Mexico judge Joel Cano resigned last month without explanation after a suspected Tren de Aragua member who had allegedly been living on property linked to Cano was arrested. Christian Ortega Lopez had reportedly been doing odd jobs for Cano's wife, hey pool boy, before being offered lodging in the couple's casita following his eviction from an El Paso, Texas apartment, according to court documents. A Tren de Aragua operative closely tied to a judge. Why is nobody surprised at this? Why is nobody surprised, right? Tom Homan, the great border czar in the Trump administration, who's doing so much good work right now, he unloaded on the Democrats on Sean Hannity's program last night with several questions that they should be forced to answer. Let me cue it up for you here. Let's see.
What message would you send to Van Hollen, these four congressmen, the people going to Louisiana to appeal for the student? What message do you have for all of them?
Where were you when thousands of American parents buried their children? They got separated from children forever because they were buried by, because they were killed by illegal aliens. They entered this country illegally. That's preventable crimes. Where were you when the 600% increase in sex trafficking with the Biden administration? Where were you when 10.5 million people came to our borders illegally? Where were you when millions were released from the United States in defiance of federal law? The law says you come to this country, you come to our borders without proper documentation, you shall be detained. Not released, shall be detained. Where were you when they released the millions of people in the United States? Where were you when a record number of people on terrorist watch lists crossed this border and were released in the United States with no vetting? Where were you when a quarter million Americans died from fentanyl coming across the border, open border, Biden ministers? Where were you then? You were silent, which means you're complicit. You didn't say a word about the violation of laws and put America at great risk. Not just public safety, national security. So where were you then? It's pathetic and disgusting. They are elected by the people to represent the taxpayers of this country. When you don't care about your constituency, when you don't care about public safety and national security, you're an embarrassment to the position you hold. Where were you the last 4 years?
By the way, there's another story about an illegal alien and California letting this guy off the hook. Bill Malusian has the big report here. You know, I mentioned earlier that a Maryland mother was found dead after being allegedly killed by an illegal alien. That's in Maryland. But back in California, a family is seeking justice after learning that the suspect who killed a couple in a 2021 crash is due to be released. Another illegal alien killing Americans being let off the hook by the California government.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Fox News commentary.
Steve Hilton is ready to save California. Let's hope Californians are wise enough to take the lifeline. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at FoxBusinessPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Steve Hilton is running for governor of California, and I can't think of a better person to take on the task. And honestly, what does California have to lose? They're the fifth largest economy in the world. They have beautiful geography, sought-after universities, agriculture and tourism and great weather and Hollywood and money and land and good-looking people. You have to try to mess all that up, and well, by voting for Democrats, they have. Especially when it comes to the current governor, Gavin Newsom. He doesn't even care about the people of California anyway. He's a podcaster now. Between the budget shortfall, homeless crisis, wildfires, overregulation, taxation, lawlessness, and mismanagement, it's actually a miracle a competent person like Steve Hilton would even sign up to take on that dumpster fire, literally and figuratively. California, he's throwing you a lifeline. Take it. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll stay with cloudy conditions and some scattered rain showers around the area as we head through the day today. High temperatures from the upper 40s to around 50. Still seeing some shower chances early into tonight, especially. Then we'll see lows in the mid and upper 30s. On Friday, mix of clouds and some with a slight chance for an afternoon shower. Highs from the mid 50s to around 60. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
And I saw somebody sent us a message. They said, hey, where do we find that country song created by AI talking about Montana property taxes? Well, download the Montana Talks app. You'll see the headline right there, or you can go to MontanaTalks.com. Here's what else you get with the Montana Talks app. All 4 hours of the show audio on demand every single day, including our statewide 9 o'clock hour from Wednesday.
Visit ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
Saddle Rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I forgot I should have printed out some of the things that I shared on X earlier this morning. Just some of the knee-jerk reactions as I was doing my show prep. Talking about the Democrat Party, one of the tweets I sent, Governor Greg Gianforte posted a great video encouraging Colorado gun companies, gun manufacturers, small gun businesses, and others down in the state of Colorado, say, hey, if you want to move back to America, move to Montana. Because, yeah, there's this anti-gun law that just got signed into law down in Colorado. So, but anyway, I think you might have heard about that in one of our news reports here. But some of the Democrats are getting triggered by the governor's video. So I shared this on X about an hour ago. Montana Democrats sue to allow men in girls' bathrooms. They vote against income tax for the people. And then they get triggered by the governor's video encouraging gun companies to move to Montana from Colorado. Did the Montana Democrats realize that November even happened? I'll play that video coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, we got some great guests coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as well, including Attorney General Austin Knutson later on in the 8 o'clock hour. Let's see. Here's that report from Bill Malusian. Yeah, I told you, yet another illegal alien criminal suspect being let off the hook by Democrat-run states and cities, this one out of California.
The driver who crashed into them, a twice deported illegal alien from Mexico with multiple felonies, in custody for being drunk, high, and speeding at nearly 100 miles per hour. In spring of 2022, Oscar Eduardo Ortega Anguiano was convicted on 2 counts of gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated. A judge sentenced him to 10 years. But on Easter Sunday, the family say they received notice from the California Department of Corrections that on July 19th, he'll be getting out. The U.S. attorney in Los Angeles announced his office filed federal charges against Ortega Anguiano for felony reentry, and he'll face up to 20 years in prison.
All right. Coming from Bill Malusian. And remember, we've had a lot of the illegal alien arrest. We had at least two of the illegal aliens arrested in Bozeman, Montana. Remember, they were wrong way drunk driving on I-90 in Bozeman, Montana. Or some of you have called it Bozangeles. California-style headlines. in Bose Angeles involving illegal aliens. All right, let's see here. Before we get into the 8 o'clock hour, yeah, we got a great guest. Matt Sharp is like one of the lead attorneys for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Incredible guy. He's going to break down some of the bills in the Montana legislature, some that have already been signed into law, some that may or may not be signed into law. So that's going to be a great guest coming up. And then, of course, we got Attorney General Austin Knutson. Our legislative update in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, a whole bunch of information to get to here this morning. Let me tell you about a good deal going on right now, though, first. YHIC, your home improvement company. They're in the middle of their biggest sale of the year. It's a once-a-year event. Right now, you can transform your space up to 30% off on a bathroom remodel, plus up to an additional 10% off and a free shower pan or bathtub. Imagine turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat. And they've got financing that you can handle. Zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 12 months. That's until 2026. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. Again, this is their biggest sale of the year. You're not going to want to miss it. Let me repeat. Get up to 30% off a bathroom remodel, plus up to an additional 10% off, and they're throwing in a free shower pan or bathtub. 406-948-2836. You're going to love the difference with your home improvement company. Go to YHIC.com to find out how. Man, so much ground to cover, so many topics to cover. I mentioned Ali Bradley with News Nation reporting from Whitefish, Montana, about the illegal aliens arrested there. She may join us on the show either today or tomorrow, but I've got her report. I'll share at least a highlight from it here at some point here over the next couple of hours.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Insurance is a fascinating business. Things that happen to you or me randomly occur with virtual certainty in the insurance business. A car wreck, a house fire, a disabling injury. We may go through our entire lives without any of these things happening, but an insurance pool with tens of millions of customers, the percentage that suffer these events is knowable with great precision. Buying an insurance policy involves a trade-off between a small, certain payment, the premium, and a large, unpredictable loss. We choose the payment to buy ourselves the certainty, even if most of the time it may be wasted money. Insurance premiums reflect those percentages or risks. If they're set too low, the insurer loses money. Too high, and they risk competition that would steal their business. It works the other way as well. If premiums are lower than risks, then more people will sign up and the insurers lose. But if low risks are priced too high, those who are safe risks will opt out and fewer policies will be written. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.